This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The Occupy movement is based on the premise that radical things start to happen once people have a physical space to call their own. The city officials who want to evict people from city parks and streets realize this too. They know radical spaces are the birthing place of ideas that challenge the status quo. A panel discussion taking place at Rhizome Cafe next week explores the theme of radical spaces and their role in movement building. The cafe on Broadway and Kingsway is celebrating its fifth anniversary as a venue that supports the work of social justice groups and showcases community arts and culture. Lisa Moore is co-owner with Vinetta Lenovat of Rhizome, and I spoke with her yesterday. I began by asking her about why physical spaces are so important.
I think spaces are really important for a lot of different reasons, and we see those playing out every single day at Rhizome, and I think this is the core of why we decided to create the cafe, that there are very few spaces in this city, in any city, where people can come together both in sort of formal ways for formal participation in projects and in events and in dialogues, but also in informal ways to interact with each other and socialize, and to do that in a way that crosses over all kinds of boundaries of identity that divide us in our day-to-day lives in other kinds of areas that we might interact. So we've found that just on a very kind of human, personal level, but also to have a space that can directly allow groups that are doing social justice work to make their work public and to enter into discussion with other groups and with people who might be involved with other issues or people who might not know about the issues that groups are working on. I think that is a fundamental reason, and also just as a space to kind of imagine and practice different ways of interacting with each other, whether that mean doing something like sharing resources, tangible resources that we can share with each other, and collaborating to make sure that a shared resource can continue, so that a space that we all feel some kind of ownership can continue. I think that in and of itself is a really radical practice.
You know, when you say all that kind of stuff, it sounds like it's easy, but it must be extremely hard to get it right, to have exactly the right kind of space that allows all that kind of stuff to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really means being very conscious about the values that drive the desire to create a space and the kind of politics that you're projecting. And that means really consciously choosing the kinds of events that happen and the kind of diversity of events that happen. I mean, for us, it means really intentionally choosing multi-generational, a mix of different generations, a mix of different communities, a mix of different issues, a mix of different ways of expressing issues, and trying to. It's like cooking. It's like a recipe. It's a really complicated balance to make it all come out in a way that does express values of really prioritizing and lifting up voices that are sort of quote-unquote marginalized, giving voice to issues that aren't heard in the mainstream, and doing that in a way that's simultaneously welcoming and accepting of a huge range of diversity. It is. It's challenging, but it's also really exciting to have that opportunity.
Why did you decide to have this panel right now?
This is an exciting moment. I feel like we've been leading up to this for the past 5 years of having this panel that really is positioning Rhizome in the context of both a tradition and a legacy of spaces that have come before us, but also as part of a network of spaces that are currently in existence. And we've formed alliances with a lot of different spaces over the years, and now it's time for us to really think about what that means and what we can learn from each other. What we can do so that our spaces are actually supporting each other in a more intentional way. So it's as I mean, I feel like at this time also, we are in a position where it's been a challenge for us to keep our doors open. And we know that every other space is experiencing the same things. And in fact, some spaces have had to close and still kind of maintain a presence without having a physical space. So I think it's two things. It's about how can we together make sure that our spaces can continue. How can we learn from spaces that have come before us that have been hugely important for people in this city? And how can we position Rhizome so that it really is better able to support the social movements that we are working in service of? And I feel like we have a lot to learn from these other spaces.
And you've also just launched the Rhizome Movement Building Center, which is going to be in the same physical space, but quite different from what Rhizome's been doing so far.
Yeah, and again, when we first started, we decided to create a space that would be a shared living room and support social justice work. We wanted it to be a venue for groups to use, and that's what it really has been for years. The past 5 years, we've worked with hundreds of different groups that have come in and used the space to lift up their work. But we always had this other idea that we would run our own programs, our own courses, our own trainings, our own workshops, that would really provide some direct tools for groups to use, but also allow groups to interact with each other and share the skills that they already have with each other. So we are in the process or have launched the Rhizome Movement Building Center, which will really allow us to do that. And again, use our space at times when it's not operating as a cafe, to be a school, to be a school of liberation, a school of organizing, a school for exchanging resources and ideas among groups and between groups.
Who is going to be speaking on the panel?
So we have an amazing panel, again, a panel that includes some historical legacy and some current practice. We have six spaces officially represented on the panel. And those are La Quena, which I think a lot of people listening to this might know about. La Quena is an amazingly, amazingly important space in the city that closed a number of years ago, but that people still talk about and still miss and still know was a fundamental part of social movements in Vancouver. So we're really excited to make that connection across the years with La Quena. We also have a representative, one of the founders of the Kalayaan Center, an organizer who works out of the Carnegie Center, someone who works out of the Organizing Center for Social and Economic Justice, someone from Spartacus Books, and also someone from Occupy Vancouver. And then we're hoping also that in the audience there will be representatives from the Purple Thistle Center, from 12th and Clark, hopefully, and also perhaps from People's Co-op Bookstore. These are all other spaces that we've reached out to, and we couldn't put everyone on the panel or it would have gone on for hours and hours, but we're hoping that we can really have a lot of different voices in the room and again, try to build these networks among our spaces.
And I understand that you've asked each panelist a different question.
Yeah, again, in the interest of time, we want each panelist to speak to one question and tell us a bit about the space that they have been involved with. And then we'll have a discussion that everyone can engage in. But we've chosen questions for each panelist, and the questions range from, what has been the role of your space in building the heart and morale of a movement? What are some of the challenges that you've faced in creating a space? How have you been able to use your space to bridge diverse communities and issues? How has it been possible to claim space without recolonizing or without gentrifying in the context of work against colonization and in movements towards decolonization? What does it mean to take physical space? And so really we're hoping that we can learn and hear a lot of stories. We're asking panelists to tell stories of things that happened in their spaces that wouldn't have happened if they hadn't had a physical space to operate out of. And then to have a broader discussion about the common threads between the experiences that we've heard about, but with the ultimate goal of helping us as Rhizome to figure out how we can strengthen our work and use our space more effectively.
So you mentioned La Quena. You have somebody coming from La Quena, and for listeners who don't know, La Quena was a coffee shop on Commercial Drive that was started by people who came as refugees after the coup in Chile in 73. You also mentioned the Calayan Center, which has lost its space. What happens when a city or a community doesn't have these kinds of spaces? What kind of work doesn't happen? What goes missing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Calayan Center is an amazing example of a community that has been able to continue its work without a physical space. But I know it's been hard. I mean, that space was hard won by a generation ago, and has been a space that has allowed the Filipino groups that worked out of it to develop cultural work together, again, to have multiple generations operating together on different projects in the same space, but in a way that they were able to feed off each other and support each other. And I think since that space had problems with its roof and had to close, and hopefully will be reborn, the groups that worked out of the Calayan Center have continued on, but they've lost that ability to see each other in a physical space. And I think it's I imagine, and without projecting on them, I imagine it would be easy for communities to disperse and to have a hard time actually finding each other to do this work in a way, the actual work, but also the informal interactions that make all of our organizing possible. If organizing is really built on relationships, then we need spaces to nurture those. And I think this is something that the Occupy movement is really demonstrating and is showing us all, that the act of creating space together is a very revolutionary act, and really imagining alternative ways of being that are not commercialized, that are about building really human networks, about feeding each other, about housing each other, about projecting the kind of values that we want to live. I think that's something that the Occupy movement is doing very powerfully, that it's not just about issuing a series of demands. It's about rebuilding how we work together and how we live together. And if you think about the alternatives, I mean, in a world that's increasingly privatized and where our public spaces are being eroded more and more, what we're left with really are malls. I mean, that's where those are the social spaces that are left when there aren't autonomous, radical, inclusive community spaces. I mean, the most inclusive space becomes a place where you go to buy things too. And that's pretty scary. And it's the reality. And so I think, again, we need to nurture these spaces, nurture each other's spaces, so that we can really express the values that we want to interact in a way that doesn't just involve the exchange of money.
Well, there's a lot of talk about Facebook and Twitter and those kind of social networks, but they are not a physical space. And a physical space is something very, very different than interacting in your own space with somebody through an electronic medium.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, we all use social media. I use social media a lot to promote events at Rhizome. I mean, even this very panel has been organized in large part over the internet. And we're advertising it over the internet. We're constantly using social media to draw people into a physical space. But I think in the absence of that physical space, it would remain artificial. But I do think, I mean, something that's exciting for us is that we, Rhizome, is becoming increasingly a part of a network of radical spaces, both here and in the U.S., all over this area that we inhabit. And that is really exciting, that we're able to connect with other spaces and share resources with them. Though we're not located in the same place, we can, if we see each other as part of a common thread, it means that we can share ideas, we can share materials, we can pass on news about speakers who are on tour and can speak at different spaces, and we can support each other with the promotional aspect of that. And again, I think only by forming these connections can we ensure that all of our spaces survive and continue to do work that's really relevant.
I spoke yesterday with Lisa Moore, co-owner with Vineta Lenovat of Rhizome Cafe. This coming Thursday, November 24th, Rhizome is hosting Roots to Grow, a panel discussion on the role of radical space in movement building. Rhizome Cafe is at 317 East Broadway.